This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said India has put in place a framework in which relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. Addressing the Indian community at Brisbane on the first leg of his two-nation tour this evening, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. During his visit, Mr. Jaishankar will inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia in Brisbane. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the Punjab mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India, FCI, in Punjab. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said paddy is being purchased at the minimum support price of 2,320 rupees per quintal as decided by the government for Grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by the government till date in the current Kharif marketing season amounts to 19,800 crore rupees and it has benefited 4 lakh farmers. In the Kashmir Valley, at least 10 civilians sustained injuries in a grenade explosion at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashvani Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at a security forces vehicle at the TRC crossing, which missed the intended target and exploded on the road, causing injuries to at least 10 civilians. Police have cordoned off the area and have launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crime. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha spoke to DGP Nalin Prabhat and senior officials of the security agencies on the grenade attack in Srinagar. He directed the security officials for an effective and forceful response to punish the terrorists and their associates. He reaffirmed the government's resolve to not allow terrorist elements to succeed in their nefarious designs. Meanwhile, police along with the security forces have arrested a hardcore terrorist associate linked with the banned terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen from Dangerpora in South Kashmir's Pulwama district. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the centre is committed to constructing the Shabari Railway line as per the original alignment from Angamali to Erumeli in Kerala. He was addressing a function at Thrissur Railway Station this afternoon. He said the centre will soon send a format to the state government in connection with the project and after the filling up of the format, it will be taken forward. Referring to the high-speed K-Rail project mooted by the Kerala government, the minister said if the new environmental issues relating to the project are addressed expeditiously, it can also be taken up. The 16th meeting of the Conference of the Parties COP16 to the Convention on Biological Diversity concluded in Cali, Colombia, with a landmark acknowledgement of indigenous and Afro-descendant communities' essential role in protecting biodiversity. COP16 President Susana Muhammad and Colombian Foreign Minister Luis Gilberto Murillo have hailed the decision. The government today said that a total of 54,000 vehicles have been challaned for non-possession of pollution under control PUC certificate in Delhi NCR from the 15th to the 31st of October. The Environment Ministry said that a range of preventive and remedial measures under stages 1 and 2 of Graded Response Action Plan GRAP were initiated to abate air pollution in the region. Around 3,900 overaged vehicles were impounded across the NCR during this period. India's Malvika Bansod has stormed into the final of the Hilo Open Badminton Tournament's women's singles competition. She will face Denmark's 7th seed Mia Blichfeldt in Saarbrücken, Germany in the title clash tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.